This podcast is brought to you by AMD. AMD is the official technology partner of the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team. You're listening to another behind-the-scenes Team Discovery report from the Tour de France with PJ Rabis.
Hello from the second rest day of the 2006 Tour de France. PJ Rabis and Discovery Channel rider Michael Berry on the line here with us today. And before we get into a little back and forth with Michael, just want to talk about what's going on. The riders are staying in Sisteron during the rest day. Did a couple hours of riding, really keeping it low key as they're heading into a decisive week here in the Alps. Three hard stages in the Alps on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Right now, I'm up in Alpe d'Huez, and one Lance Armstrong showed up here today with a small posse of people, and so he's going to be around the team and around the around the bus in the morning for a few days. He's going to be riding in the car with Johan on Wednesday. So for those of you listening in, watching on OLN or Eurosport or whatever, you'll probably see some footage of Lance at the tour, maybe end of day Tuesday or for sure on Wednesday. So that's the last and latest Lance update. But enough about Lance. Let's get right into the team. Michael, you've been watching the race so far. I'm just wondering what your thoughts have been. Anything out of the ordinary from your standpoint, or I guess, what do you think so far of the 2006 Tour?
It's been an exciting race this year. It's like it's been a wide open race with no clear favorite. And I think, you know, the next couple days are going to be the most decisive of the race. The next 4 days, with the mountain stages in the Alps, there are three mountaintop finishes, which are always harder than just straight mountain stages with flat finishes. And so I think, you know, there have been surprises every day. The jersey keeps changing hands, and there have been surprise stage winners, guys that we might not have expected to see in front. I think, you know, that'll continue in the next couple of days. And
right, have you been surprised at all by guys like Floyd or Menchoff or Sastre or Cadell, as well as maybe a guy like Levi not doing so well in the time trial and in a couple of those stages? I know that living in Girona, you're around some of these guys more than others, but has any of those guys surprised you, either doing better than expected or worse than expected?
I think, you know, Menchoff essentially won the Vuelta last year, and all those guys had a really good chance of being in the first 10 at the Tour, so it's not really a surprise to see them up front. But, you know, there are a lot of guys that we kind of expected to see up front that have had bad days, or Levi's a good example. Mayo's at home. It's hard to say why, but I think it's just a totally different race this year. There isn't one team controlling the race like our team has in past years, so there are a lot more attacks. The racing is kind of a bit more staccato or whatever, where they're stopping and starting all the time.
You did the Alps training camp pre-tour with George and Popo and those guys, so you've seen all the stages. And in addition to that, you rode essentially the stage on Wednesday from into La Tussière when during the Dauphiné it started in Brion, in the Tour it starts in Bourg-Oisans. So I guess talk about the stages that you rode during training, and then, you know, how the stage in La Tussière was during the Dauphiné, and kind of what you expect to see out of this final week. Do you expect a big mix up in the top 10, or I guess what are your thoughts?
The next 3 days are incredibly hard. They're definitely the hardest of the. I mean, okay, maybe they're, you know, other than the one Pyrenean mountain stage, the four mountain days are the hardest of the race by far, and the race will be decided in the next 3 days. When we rode them, it was pretty evident that, you know, riders will explode in conserving energy and just using your energy at the right time will be really crucial. I think the hardest one is maybe the La Tussière stage, because it's up and down all day.
It comes right after Alpe d'Huez. I mean, that's got to be a plan.
And then, but, you know, the Jouplan stage is hard as well. And the riders only have, like, whatever, 12 hours to recover between the stages. So 15 hours or whatever it is. So it's not much time after doing over 3,000 meters of climbing. Just get right back on your bike the next day. And a rider that doesn't recover well is going to pay heavily for it. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of guys drop out of the race in the next couple of days because they start climbing from the start. And if you don't have good legs, it's ruthless. So.
Right. So I guess with the, talking about recovery and all that, there's been a lot of crashes. There was a really bad crash with Verbrugge and a couple other guys yesterday. What, you've been involved in a few bad crashes yourself. What's that like on your body either? And mentally, I guess, when you crash in a Grand Tour and you have to drop out, or you crash in a Grand Tour and you have to continue on, and when you're beat up, I guess, talk us through what's that like mentally and physically.
It was watching the crash on TV yesterday. All I could think about was here are these guys that are, they've spent months getting ready for the Tour de France, and they're heading towards. One of them was going to win the stage. One of the guys out of that group was most likely going to win the stage, and so they're thinking about winning a stage of the Tour de France, and then seconds later they're on the ground. Verbrugge's season's most likely over now, and Kenyatta was out of the race, and Kessler, I don't know how beat up he is, but he didn't look so good either. So these guys went from being in a great position in the riding towards the biggest goal of their season to lying in the ditch and seeing all that disappear. And
what does your body go through when you crash and you're all, you've had stitches in your chin and road rash all over the place. It's more than just having the road rash. Your body, you're already on the edge of being super skinny and you're super fit. So, any small thing, it's got to take away energy if your body has to heal itself.
Yeah, for sure. A crash takes, it takes a lot out of you. But one thing is we are really fit, so we heal a lot quicker, and the road rash heals quickly. But the days after you crash, if you're still on your bike racing, you lose a lot of fitness pretty quickly because you don't recover as well. Your body's trying to heal and can't fully focus on recovering from the race because you're trying to heal wounds as well. So the one thing is that the moment after you crash, a cyclist's first reaction is to get back up and get going again, and then kind of analyze the wounds and the situation, how badly beat up he is. You got to get back in the race right away. You focus, I make it to the finish line.
And sure.
How bad it is once I get to the finish line. We just start thinking about the next day, take it day to day. I don't know. Crashes are not a good thing, but we all deal with them, so it's part of the sport.
Well, before we let you go here, you mentioned when I got you on the line earlier today that you talked to George. Obviously, the second rest day, George is coming in the final week. Maybe a little bit lower expectations, or I guess he's coming in this final week with being a little bit further back than he had hoped to. I guess any thoughts from your conversations with George, and did he say anything in particular? And do you have any thoughts on how he's going to perform in this final week?
Honestly, we didn't really talk too much about the race. I know he's he has his rest day today, and we're just talking about our families and stuff like that. But I know he is pretty down after the Pyrenean stage, and it was hard for me to watch it on TV because I saw how hard he worked the last 6 weeks or so, I guess, or more, the last couple months since he crashed in Roubaix, and we were training together a lot, and he was so focused on it, so it was pretty crushing to see him, get dropped on that mountain stage. But I think he's got his morale back now, and he seemed in good spirits today, and he's looking towards the next stage and next days and new opportunities. And the whole team had to reanalyze their goals and their direction in the race. And I think they've come out with one stage win. George has had the yellow jersey already. It hasn't been a bad tour. But I think anything can happen in these next couple of days. And George still has great fitness, so hopefully he can turn that into a stage win.
All right. Well, Michael, thanks so much for jumping on this podcast with me. And for all of you listening in, like we said, it's going to be a decisive week here in the Alps, and we look forward to some good performances by the Discovery Channel guys. And for all things Team Discovery Channel, listen in for the daily podcast. Go to team.discovery.com, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow sometime during the stage from Alpe d'Huez. Signing off.